Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The book on investing in real estate with no and low money down by Brandon Turner is a practical guide to buying rental property without relying on large personal savings. Known for his work within the BiggerPockets community, Turner focuses on how everyday investors can use creativity, negotiation, and relationship building to access deals and funding. Rather than presenting real estate as a get-rich-quick shortcut, the book frames no-money-down investing as a set of repeatable methods that require skill, discipline, and ethical conduct. It introduces readers to the core idea of using other people's resources, including capital, credit, labor, and expertise, to acquire and improve properties while sharing the upside. The approach is especially relevant for beginners, house hackers, and investors in high-cost markets where saving a traditional down payment can take years. The book also highlights the importance of understanding risk, aligning incentives with partners, and structuring deals that work for all parties involved. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding no and low money down as a strategy, not a gimmick. A central theme is that no money down is less about having zero cash involved and more about reducing your personal cash contribution by arranging smarter deal structures. The book clarifies the mindset shift from saving first to solving problems first. Finding motivated sellers, underwritten deals, and situations where your skills can replace your cash. It encourages readers to evaluate what they can bring to a transaction, such as finding leads, negotiating, managing rehabs, or overseeing tenants, and then pairing that value with capital from others. This topic also addresses why the strategy is cyclical and market-dependent. In tight, appreciating markets, the investor may need sharper criteria, stronger networking, or niche property types, while in softer markets, seller concessions and creative terms can be more common. Another emphasis is defining personal constraints and goals. A reader is guided to decide whether they need a first rental, a scalable portfolio, or a path to financial freedom, then choose tools that fit that aim. The underlying message is that no and low money down investing works when it is grounded in strong fundamentals, cash flow, realistic expenses, conservative projections, and a clear plan for management and exit. Secondly, creative financing tools, seller financing, lease options, and subject to deals. The book surveys common creative financing methods that can reduce upfront cash while still acquiring control of real estate. Seller financing is presented as a way to turn a seller into the lender, often useful when a property is free and clear, the seller wants steady payments, or the buyer cannot qualify for traditional lending. Lease options are positioned as control first, ownership later. You lease a property with an option to purchase at an agreed price, which can allow time to improve credit, raise capital, or increase property value through management and light upgrades. Subject to purchases focus on taking ownership while leaving the existing mortgage in place, an approach that depends heavily on careful due diligence, clear disclosures, and a plan for payment continuity. Across these tools, the book stresses negotiation and problem solving. Each method is framed as a response to a seller need, such as speed, certainty, tax planning, or relief from management headaches. The reader is encouraged to learn the language of terms, interest rate, amortization, balloon payments, contingencies, and performance clauses. The practical takeaway is that financing is part of the deal, and by understanding multiple structures, an investor can create win-win outcomes that a conventional offer cannot match. Thirdly, using other people's money, partners, private lenders, and equity splits, a major pillar is the responsible use of other people's money, with a focus on building trust and offering clear, fair returns. The book distinguishes between partnering and borrowing. With partners, the investor may contribute time and expertise, while another party contributes cash or credit, and the profit is split according to the value each brings. With private lenders, the investor borrows funds secured by the property, pays interest, and keeps the equity upside, often using promissory notes, mortgages, or deeds of trust depending on the state. The topic highlights how to communicate a deal, presenting conservative numbers, explaining risks, outlining the timeline, and describing the collateral. It also emphasizes that raising capital begins long before asking for money, through credibility, consistency, and a track record of follow-through. Even beginners can start by documenting learning, networking, and finding strong deals, because the best funders are attracted to competent operators. The reader is advised to structure incentives so everyone wins, avoid overpromising, and protect relationships through written agreements and professional guidance. The overarching lesson is that capital is abundant when your deal is solid and your integrity is clear. Fourthly, finding and negotiating deals that make creative strategies possible. No and low money down investing depends on deal flow and negotiation, so the book spends meaningful attention on sourcing opportunities and identifying motivation. It points to lead channels commonly used by investors: direct mail, driving for dollars, networking with agents and wholesalers, online listings, courthouse and probate leads, and local relationships with probate leads and local relationships with property managers or contractors. The key is that creative terms usually come from sellers who have a problem to solve, not from perfectly retail listings. The book encourages readers to ask better questions, listen for pain points, and uncover what the seller values most, such as speed, certainty, privacy, or relief from repairs. From there, the investor can tailor an offer that trades terms for price or reduces cash needed through concessions, credits, or delayed payments. This topic also includes underwriting discipline. Even if the financing is attractive, a property still must meet cash flow requirements after realistic expenses and reserves. The reader is urged to treat negotiation as collaborative problem solving while keeping firm boundaries on the numbers. A practical mindset runs through the discussion: bring multiple options, use clarity in communication, and always ensure the deal works if the optimistic scenario does not happen. Lastly, risk management, ethics, and building a sustainable rental business. The book frames creative investing as powerful but not consequence-free, so sustainability and ethics are treated as essential. Risk management begins with understanding leverage. Lower personal cash in can mean higher exposure if the property underperforms. The reader is encouraged to plan for vacancies, maintenance, capital expenditures, interest rate changes, and unexpected legal or title issues. Due diligence is presented as non-negotiable, especially with creative structures where liens, insurance, and occupancy details can complicate ownership. The topic also underscores the value of professional support, such as real estate attorneys, title companies, accountants, and local mentors, to avoid costly mistakes. Ethics are central because many strategies involve distressed sellers or complex terms. The book promotes transparency, clear paperwork, and deals that genuinely help the seller while meeting the investor goals. Finally, it connects the acquisition strategy to long-term operations. A rental portfolio succeeds through tenant screening, property management systems, preventative maintenance, and periodic rent reviews, not merely through getting a property under contract. The guiding idea is to build a business that can survive market shifts. Creative financing can open doors, but disciplined management and reputational integrity keep them open. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners who feel priced out of real estate, aspiring landlords who can contribute time and hustle more easily than cash, and intermediate investors looking to expand beyond conventional mortgages. Readers who enjoy negotiation, networking, and business building will benefit most because the methods depend on communication and relationship skills as much as spreadsheets. The book can improve a reader's life by replacing the passive waiting game of saving a down payment with an active plan for creating opportunities. By learning multiple ways to structure terms, raise capital, and align incentives, an investor can pursue cash flow and long-term wealth sooner while still operating responsibly. It also pushes readers to think like problem solvers, which is a transferable skill in career and entrepreneurship. Compared with many real estate books that focus mainly on theory or broad motivation, this one stands out for its emphasis on actionable strategies that can be mixed and matched: seller financing, partnerships, private lending, and deal sourcing tactics designed for real-world constraints. It is worth buying if you want a clear menu of options for acquiring rentals with limited funds, along with reminders about due diligence and ethics that help keep growth sustainable. If you would like to support Brandon Turner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.